Hi, this is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Welcome to Horror After Hours, coming to you from the Naughty Guy Studio. Today is February 5th. I'm your host, the Naughty Guy, Adam J. This is my first episode of the season, and we're already more than a month into 2022. I can't believe this. Anyway, happy birthday wishes go out to my little sister, Amber, whose birthday was yesterday, and my lovely wife, Heidi, whose birthday will be tomorrow. I hope this week finds everyone safe and well as we get into another surge of COVID. Which brings me to tonight's topic. To anyone out there who still thinks this COVID is not real, shame on you. COVID hit me pretty hard. As I said before, today is February 5th, but on January 27th, I started feeling pretty lousy. I went to get tested. Hour or so later, I had a positive COVID test. No idea where, when, or how I picked it up. After finding out I was COVID positive, I had to immediately get into quarantine. Thankfully, our house is large enough that I had the space to isolate. And I had to take all kinds of meds for this. Thankfully, the house is big enough where I could lock myself in a room and Heidi brought me food and drinks and whatever meds I needed. But, you know, she never came in the room. She always stayed masked, wearing gloves. Everything was left outside the door for me. So everything was contained, thankfully. Thankfully, to this point, she's still well. She never got sick, and I'm so thankful for that. So anyway, down to day one. You know, I felt pretty lousy. Tired, I was achy, scratchy sore throat, and I thought, all right, I've been through this kind of thing before, and I'll get through it. So I took my meds and I went to bed. Day two, when I woke up, I really had a hard time moving. Just breathing alone started hurting. My lungs were hurting, my nose was running, itchy, scratchy sore throat, chills, very bad headache, body aches. I spent the day in bed because it hurt to move. And at this point, I didn't think it could get any worse. Whew, was I wrong? So again, you know, I spent the whole day in bed. You know, kept taking meds to try and feel better, you know, treating the symptoms, but damn. On to day three. Now, this was probably the worst day of this entire bit. I couldn't stop coughing. My lungs were hurting to breathe. I had blood in my sinuses, and the head and body aches were now worse than they'd ever been. The stuff that I was coughing up had a lot of blood in it, and that part was scary. I hadn't seen it get this bad before. The symptoms that I had were head and body aches, sore throat, chills, major fatigue, runny nose, coughing, nonstop sneezing, and I even lost my voice. For a day, I lost my taste and smell. The body aches were so bad that just touching my skin hurt. I was explaining how I was feeling to my care provider, and they recommended me coming in for an IV antibody infusion. After getting the infusion, I was just wiped out. I had no energy whatsoever, so I spent the rest of the day in bed. So this thing, as you can tell, was totally just kicking my ass. I spent the day watching some of my favorite shows like Mountain Monsters and various shows like that. Everything at this point, you know, just moving around. I was huffing and puffing. So again, trying to breathe and catch my breath was hurting. So this was not easy to do. So again, I had to load up on meds and try and get some sleep. On to day four. At this point, I definitely turned a corner after that IV infusion. The pain was much less. The breathing was a little easier, but my sinuses were still blocked. But the chills were gone, thank God. You know, at that point, the chills were getting so bad that no matter what I did, I could not warm up. And I'm talking taking a hot shower and just standing under the water for like 20 minutes, half hour, and even that didn't help. After I had the infusion, everything really turned a corner, so, you know, the chills were gone. I didn't feel so weak. I was finally able to move around again, but I was still in quarantine, but definitely starting to feel better. Day number five, a little better every day. I had body aches. The headache, those are finally gone. No more sore throat, no more blood in my sinuses. Thank God for that. No more coughing up blood. I was finally starting to feel like my old self again. My voice had started coming back, and I was finally able to get back to doing some of my rope work, which is one of my absolute favorite things. Everybody knows that. And I was able to make some fun things for Valentine's Day, you know, while in quarantine. You got to find something to do. All right, on to day six. The end of quarantine. No more symptoms. No more coughing. No more sneezing. Oh, man, it's feeling great. No close contact, which, you know, social distancing is important at this point. I had to stay in a mask at all times, no matter where I went, what I did. But finally back to a little bit of normalcy. You know, looking back, this COVID virus is no joke, folks. I was in tough shape. Things got worse as the days carried on until I had that IV antibody infusion. Once that happened, I started feeling better. I can only remember one other time that I've ever been as sick as I was with COVID. You have to understand that the coronavirus is not a one and done. It's not like chickenpox where once you get it, you're immune to it. There are so many people out there right now who have had this virus multiple times. And I don't think it gets any easier anytime you get it. I know it affects everyone in different ways. Some people have no symptoms. Some people end up in the hospital. Thankfully, my story is a happy one. It was rough for a few days, but I'm alive and well. A huge thank you to my lovely wife, Heidi, for taking care of me while I was quarantined and getting through this, even while working a new job and taking care of the bed and breakfast. Thank you, Heidi. I love you. Sending a big shout out to my bros, Injun Jam, Uncle Bruce, and to my friends Maggie and Kyle for bringing me some goodies while I was in quarantine. Huge thank you to you folks. Very happy birthday wishes to my sister Amber, whose birthday was February 4th. So, also to my wife Heidi, whose birthday is February 6th. If you see either one of these ladies, wish them a happy birthday. Stay safe out there wherever you are. Wear a mask and wash your hands often. Thank you for listening. This is the Naughty Guy, Adam J., and this is Horror After Hours, signing off.